What is the position of the monastics in relation to the lay community? Are we viewed as essentially impure and filled with defilements? I read that somewhere. I'm not sure what your library list is. No, I mean, it's a the whole function of the, say, from the time of the Buddha, it's always been set up as a an interdependent relationship, and the monastics benefiting from the relationship to the lay community benefiting from the relationship to the monastics, and that happens on so many different levels, and we each have our strengths and weaknesses, and the reality, of course, is that when somebody ordains as a monastic, then their defilements ordain with them, and that's what they're working with.